the Edward Griffin is our guest for the rest of the hour. I may even twist his arm and go a little bit into overdrive. I'm having too much fun. I like to have to meet this guy in person after all these years. And Dr. Lynn Horowitz is going to be popping in for about 5 minutes today. Reverend Jeremiah Wright talked about his book about the engineering of AIDS, which we know is declassified, that and other classes of autoimmune viruses. It's kind of a cover for a whole host of things that are race-specific. I mean, my dad's a physician. He talked to medical doctors back in the 80s. He's like, son, it's a bioweapon. We all know it's almost impossible for whites to get it unless you've been taking heavy metal, you know, based drugs. The inside, not, you know, info is that this is a, I'm like, my dad's crazy. You know, I'm thinking when I'm, you know, a little, you know, teenager, and then it all turned out to be true. They knew back then it was just knowledge. My dad wasn't even into this stuff. I mean, it was just common knowledge. He's going to pop in for 5 minutes today. And then he'll be with us for an hour tomorrow. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. Continuing, sir, continuing with what you were talking about, when I said, is this engineered or is this happening just because they're such bad managers?
Well, I think that the people who make the policy decisions at the Federal Reserve level, okay, and above, by the way, Federal Reserve is, I think your listeners probably know this, the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. It's a cartel. It's a banking cartel. And Bernanke and all the people on the board of directors of the Federal Reserve, they're not really at the top of the pinnacle of this the structure.
They're not the private shareholders.
They're not the private shareholders. They're not the ones that make the decisions, but they make the minor decisions. They execute the major ones. So somebody has told them at the banking level that they want to do whatever is best for the interest of the banks. Now, they don't want to kill the golden goose that lays the egg, so they would like to see the American economy as prosperous as possible, as long as the interests of the banks come first. And I've always said that whenever there was a direct conflict between the interests of the banks and the interests of the nation, you can be sure that the decisions would be made in favor of the banks. Now we're beginning to see that unfold, where almost anybody can see it. And so the point of all that is that they have known from the very beginning, back when this thing was formed in 1913, that somewhere down the line, pushing the interests of the banks ahead of the interests of the people was going to have a consequence, and that was the consequence of inflating the money supply. And that would lead to inflation. That would lead eventually to the destruction of the American monetary unit, the Federal Reserve note, and somewhere down the line, they knew that the price would have to be paid for that. Now, that doesn't mean they wanted to see it happen. That doesn't mean they accelerated it or anything like that. But they have known it was going to happen.
Well, I mean, even, yeah. I keep mentioning these articles, but even the Sunday Times of London, it's neocon, but the Financial Times of London, which is, you know, pretty open about what they're doing, had the headline that big central banks stand to gain from subprime crisis. And they admit that they're getting all this government money that inflates our money, and then, but they're getting it for free. And then they're going in and buying up their competition. So they reduced the regulations in the 90s. They flooded everything with cheap liquidity. And now they're picking up all the real assets.
Oh, right. And they're picking it up not with their own money, but with taxpayers' money.
Exactly.
So that's the hidden part that people miss, because that one of the purposes of the Federal Reserve, and the same thing with the Bank of England and the central banks in the other countries of the world, is to make this partnership between the banks and the government so that when the banks needed to be bailed out, the government would step in as a partner and use taxpayers' money to bail out the banks, to bail out their bad investment decisions, and they would sell it to the people as though this was somehow in the interest of the economy. This was preserving the economy. This was protecting the people. And that's what we see unfolding today. But back to the other thing, which is what they expect to see happen at the end of this game. They have known that the economy was going to melt down at some point. So what are they going to do about it? Just wait and then see if they can survive the chaos? No, these people are too smart for that.
They want to be in control of the
They
implosion.
Want to be in control of the implosion.
Stay there. We've got a break for listeners listening to the InfoWar streams. We're going to continue during the break, and we'll be right back on the other side. We're going to get into the election, the staged election, G. Edward Griffin's take on that, some of the new books and videos he's got out, as well as his classic, Creature from Jekyll Island, and your phone calls and a lot of solutions. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jim McGrethlin is our guest, author of Creature from Jekyll Island. He's got a lot of different websites. One of them is freedom-force.org, freedom-force.org. We've got a link at the top of the main page of InfoWars.com. We'll tell you about some more of his great sites. Filmmaker, a lot of you woke up to the New World Order because of G. Edward Griffin. You don't know it. Some other author, some other person woke you up, but you don't know that he woke them up. That's how these ripples in a pond happen. And it's the guy that was there, 20, 30, 40, I guess now 48 years ago when you got started, there throwing rocks in the pond. There are very few people. Before we get back to the economy, then the election, and then real solutions, who are some of the other icons? I mean, who do you think of as real icons? Who else was around when you were doing what you were doing? And who were some mentors that woke G. Edward Griffin up?
Well, there are two names that come to mind. One probably nobody ever heard of today, and that was Dan Smoot. Dan Smoot was a former...
The Smoot Report.
The Smoot Report. Well, you heard of it then, yes. Dan Smoot was a little guy. He used to work for the FBI, and he quit his job because he didn't think that his work for the FBI was constructive enough, and he became a communicator. And he put out the Dan Smoot Report, and he had a television program very similar to what you're doing here, Alex. Except in those days, it was all filmed on 16-millimeter film at a place in Texas somewhere. Anyway, Dan Smoot was one of the great mentors for me. And I remember one time thinking, as I was reading a Dan Smoot Report, I wish I could write like that. with such clarity of thought, with no garbage in it, right to the point and very succinct. So Dan Smoot. Another one that is more controversial figure would be Robert Welch. He was the founder of the John Birch Society.
I don't know why it was controversial.
Well, he was controversial because most people think that he was a kook. He was a real nut.
Oh, how dare him think that there's big banks financing the communists, which is now all declassified. Yeah. I mean, on History Channel, they admit the CIA put Mao in now.
Yeah. Well, back in the 60s and 70s, of course, Robert Welch was really anathema as far as the media is concerned. And, you know, my friends and neighbors all thought that I was crazy for even associating with the guy because they thought he was a kook. They thought he was they weren't sure whether he was a fascist or a communist or what, an anti-Semite or a racist. They had all these words floating around. He was none of the above. He was a very intellectual person and a historian. And he had a profound impact on awaking me to awareness of the continuity between what is going on today and what has been going on throughout history. And without that continuity, it's really hard to understand fully the essence of what's going on. Those are the two figures that had a profound effect on me. I like your analysis, though, because we all are just like pebbles in the pond. And if we can attract somebody's attention to the pond, and then they start throwing pebbles in, first thing you know, we got more and more and big waves.
Or we could be a bomb with a uranium bullet, a plutonium bullet being fired into the uranium, and then you have those, you know, that interaction, and it's going critical right now. I want to get more into the economy, but do you agree that this is the biggest, exponential growth of awakening from the Matrix to liberty? I mean, it's just explosive. It's just unbelievable right now.
Alex, there's no question about it. This is approaching critical mass, and that pulls my mind back to a topic we were on track with a moment ago, which is what these guys are anticipating to happen down at the end of the line. And we were talking about the economy at that time, so let me address that.
No, let's finish up with the economy.
Yeah, because what they expect to see is a collapse of the U.S. dollar. They've been expecting that for decades. And so right now they have unleashed Plan B, which is, you see, their long-range goal is to get rid of the sovereignty of this nation, to literally get rid of the United States.
By the way, the trilaterals in the 70s said they would first have, you know, three global currencies and merge those.
Yeah, so this is not a last-minute plan. And so now that the dollar is tanking, they're prepared to come on in the near future and say, aha, we have a solution for you folks. It'll be called the Amaro. It'll be a new currency.
Dollarize the Americas, and together that'll get our credit back up, and then things can start moving. And then as soon as we accept that, then they turn the credit back on, and we think, oh, they fixed it.
They fixed it, yeah. So that will be a huge step to surrender our national sovereignty, so they will gain toward their ultimate goal, and we, if we're not careful, we'll be sold a bill of goods and be convinced that we've done a wonderful thing. So that's the answer. They do have a plan for everything, and that's not the end of the line either. Once the Amaro or the regional currency is in place, then I would guess another 10, 15, 20 years perhaps, then finally they get rid of all of the regional currencies and merge them into a true international currency. And again, the process will be the same. The citizens of the world will be convinced that it was a step forward in their own best interest.
Now, the average person doesn't think in an institutional or long-term view. They don't even care about their neighbor they've been taught to. They don't care about their kids, a lot of them. Or they consciously do, but really don't carry that out. And so they think, well, how could something last that long? Why would they work for someone that came in the future? It's institutional family wealth. They sit over the institutions that give them personal wealth and power. It's in their best interest to always be expanding that power and control. It's part of a greater work that they're building, kind of like the guy, you know, that's sculpting, one of the great Indian chiefs in the mountains. Probably take two more generations to do it. That's how universities, that's how organizations, that's how things continue. And they've stated all of this. They own the currencies now. They get power and control. It's just they're going to another phase where they've got total global control because there's still cracks in the facade where people can still escape. There's still black markets. This is a total scientific dictatorship, the total managed economy, the final revolution, the monopoly of power that they're going for. Can you break that down for people?
Well, yes. Again, you've said it so well, Alex. But my own take on it is that this process of collectivism, that's what we're talking about, this concentration of governmental and political and economic power in the hands of a few who are making the decision supposedly in the name of the greater number, is for your own good, for the good of society, is heady wine. And maybe that's the wrong analogy. It's like a pregnancy. Once it starts, it's got to go to full term. There's no case in history that a group of men who have pulled power over their fellow human beings, pulled it together, that they've ever stopped and said, well, this is enough. It's never happened. They always want more, more, and more. And so,
isn't this a guild of the ultimate control freaks?
It is a guild. And the interesting thing is that they will vie with each other over control of that guild. So we have splinters within this movement today. Very important splinters.
But it's like Russian dolls. It's within the greater structure.
Yes, yes. But they will fight with each other for dominance. And maybe we can come back to that.
And they even talk about that and say that's what gives them vigor.
Yeah.
Kind of like O'Brien torturing Winston. He says, they're probably going to kill me too. But that's good because, you know, you think I have black circles around my eyes. Well, unhealth, you know, me being worn out is part of the greater health of the vigor. We're the priest of power. It's about pressing on the nerve, Winston. It's always more, more, tearing humans apart, tearing language, tearing art, reducing it for power.
Yes. My gosh, that's well said.
Well, I mean, that's Eric Blair wrote
Yeah, I know. And it's so true. It's power for its own sake. It takes on a life force of its own. And the point being that, as I see it, that this process has never stopped short of total once it starts. So do we learn anything from that? The question is yes. I think we can learn that the process that we're dealing with now is not going to stop of its own accord. If we just sit back and say, well, maybe these people are going to come to their senses, or maybe if we write a letter to our congressman, or maybe if we sign a petition asking that they obey the Constitution, maybe we can stop this power. No, we've got to confront that power with equal or greater power. And this is the part that many people do not want to face.
So, but let's do solutions, because Horowitz is coming up briefly. Let's just do solutions now and then get into how the Barack Obama, it's all a distraction. You know, that short-term thing, they get us diverted and distracted, that theatrical simulation of an election.
Yeah, that's a great topic, too. But I think you're quite right. The thing that we need to take away from any discussion like this is, what the heck are we going to do about it? And I come back to the word power that I used a moment ago. The thing that the forces of freedom have been missing, at least in the United States, in the period of time in which I've been aware of it, I've been a part of this movement since 1959, 1960. The one thing that has been missing from this movement all these years is the understanding and the awareness that we have to have power. I remember for years standing in front of audiences and saying, well, the concentration of power is very dangerous, and that's the problem. All these people are getting too much power over us. Now, we ourselves must not have power. We must take the power away from them somehow, but we ourselves must reject power because that's the problem.
No, we need power.
Yes, but you see, that's the part that I was missing and many people have missed. And then one morning I woke up.
We only need power to tear down their structures. And then to guard against the structures being rebuilt.
But that is power nevertheless.
Yes. Well, and it's dangerous. But see, that's where the anarchists are wrong. You've got to have some state to defend against the state.
It is dangerous.
But you've got to be eternally vigilant and guard the jewel.
Well, you're right on target. You see, it took me much longer to figure this out. I woke up one morning and said, oh, as long as we say that we must not have power, we lose. We are going to lose. And so then the next step was, how can we...
When I own a gun, I have power. When I can own private property, I have power.
Exactly.
And I need power not to have baubles and trinkets and signets of power, but to defend myself.
Exactly. I like that analogy because guns are dangerous, are they not? Very dangerous. People get hurt with guns, get killed with guns. The only thing more dangerous is not having them when you need them.
I got one right here, D. Ever Griffin.
Yeah, well,
and it's not because I'm some gun nut. It's because if some crazy comes in here, I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah, you don't want to make
so
a 9/11 call.
And so it's the power over, not coming home to my family.
Right. So that's the analogy. We do need power to protect ourselves. And so in this political arena, in the ideological arena, the reason we have been losing our liberties is because these crazies, these collectivists, these totalitarians who have a different vision for
the new world. They crave it. They want it.
And they have it. They have it. They have spent 100 years moving into the power centers
of society.
And now
these freaks are going to kill 90% of us.
Yeah.
Stay there, G. Edward Griffin. We're going to be right back after this break. This is just unbelievable. We'll go over past three if it's okay. But you can take a break right now for 4 minutes, okay? We'll be right back, folks.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter.
Gilbert Griffin is our guest in studio. And we're going to go to break here in just a few minutes. And Dr. Lynn Horowitz is going to be popping in for about 5 minutes with us. Mr. Griffin's going to stay with us. Continuing with Solutions, Freedom Force International, sir.
That's my cue.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we were talking about power and the danger of power. And the good analogy was made that guns are dangerous. And that people get hurt with guns. But the only thing more dangerous is not having them when you need them. Okay, now we deal with political power. It's dangerous. Everybody knows Lord Acton's well-known quote. Acton said, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so that was the cue I had years ago to say, well, if power corrupts, therefore we shouldn't have power. And then I realized that if you don't have power, you lose. So the question then became, is it possible for a movement such as ours to reach for power, political power, and yet design it in such a way that it cannot be corrupted by the power? And the answer is yes, it can be done. It's just never been tried. Well, that's not true. It was tried with in the case of the American Revolution.
Well, that's what the founders tried, yeah. And it did separate power for a while, yeah. And it did limit it enough for at least some freedom to take place, and it was the greatest engine ever.
It was a great experiment. It was the first step ever in history to where people consciously tried to write a document that would limit the power of their own political leaders.
And 5% of the population got half the world's wealth.
Yeah. It didn't work, did it? It's not surprising because it was a beta model. We are going to come to the time soon, I think, Alex, where we're going to have a chance to rework that model. Now we go to the second model, and we will have learned a lot in the process. The question is, how can you limit people with political power from being corrupted by it? And the answer, I believe, is to have a well-thought-out definition of what the purpose of government is. And if we limit the power of government, as we did to some extent with the Bill of Rights in our own Constitution, say that Congress shall not have the power to do this, this, and this, and then put teeth into it, we can keep our elected leaders from being corrupted by power because they won't be given the power in the first place. That's the solution. Don't give them the power. So that's my answer to it. And that's the reason that with Freedom Force International, first thing we did was to introduce what we call the Creed of Freedom. And the Creed of Freedom is the statement of principles, positive principles, that all members adhere to. And if all of our members and all of our elected representatives adhered to the principles on the Creed of Freedom, then there would be no way for power to corrupt those individuals. So,
and to be clear, I mean, nothing's ever going to be perfect. We're striving towards more liberty, towards more freedom, instead of racing at light speed towards total tyranny.
Don't expect it to be perfect, no. Human nature isn't perfect. But we can be a lot closer to the goal than we are now, that's for sure.
Talk more about Freedom Force International.
Well, the whole purpose of Freedom Force was to do basically what I've been talking about, and that is to help our members to acquire power. We know that without power, we cannot achieve any political reform. And in fact, the motto of Freedom Force is this. In English, it's, those without power cannot defend freedom. And there it is in a nutshell. We've got to quit being on the outside of the halls of power, looking in, saying, oh, please, those of you who make political decisions, won't you please listen to us? Won't you please...
Well, I've said we've even got to infiltrate. Now, it doesn't mean being dishonest, but be covert, you know, act like mainline conservatives, get into power, and then really leak info. I mean, at the city council, send people to jail, find the crud, hire PIs to follow corrupt mayors. You're going to catch them. Put the video of them cheating on their wife on the web. I'll tell people to go ahead and get mean.
Well, getting mean is, that's not infiltrating. That's doing your obligation.
I
you go into political office because you want to serve the nation or the city.
No, I do. Yeah. I want to bring down these people.
Yeah, bring down the corrupt ones. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's your primary motive. I think people should go into political office who want to serve their community, not
but
because
you serve by getting the corrupt people off.
You've got to do that first, obviously, yeah. So that's the nutshell. We have members now, Alex, in 58 countries. Just blows me away. I can't believe that because I find out that there are people in all over the world that have basically the same problem. And it's growing.
I tell you what, stay there. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back, shift gears about their bioweapons programs against us, which I know you've covered, and the whole eugenics agenda. We're going to talk to Lynn Horowitz about 5 minutes. Then we're going to continue going back into solutions.
Fine.
I want to spend a lot of time on that, and then maybe a few calls, maybe go 10 minutes into the next hour and take a few calls as well. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is done. Documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
We're back live. Got Glenn Horowitz popping in for 10 minutes with us with G. Edward Griffin. Continuing with solutions in the fight against the New World Order. We've got Dr. Horowitz coming on for a full hour tomorrow. I appreciate him and his very busy schedule with his clinic and books and films and all the prolific work he's doing. Coming on such short notice, but this is why we've got him on, and tomorrow he's going to document this for everybody. I know a lot of you know this, but your friends, family, neighbors don't. Tell them tune in tomorrow for the full hour. Tell them to go to inliesweetrust.com. We have a story we wrote today up on prisonplanet.com. Wright says U.S. government capable of creating AIDS virus. Hecklers turn mute after pastor cites documented history of biological warfare against innocent people. And Dr. Horowitz has been kind enough to put his film up for free on Google Video, though he recommends you get it on DVD. And I've watched it, just amazing, documenting all the admissions of how they're killing it, much like my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, does. So let's play this minute and a half of Reverend Wright at the press club. This is big news as they attack Reverend Wright all over neocon, fake conservative radio, liberal TV, saying he's completely nuts. The government, it's never marched our troops into chambers and nerve gassed them. It never let black men die without treatment for 50 years of syphilis. It never radiated little children. The government loves you. Here's Reverend Wright.
In your sermon, you said the government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. So I ask you, do you honestly believe your statement and those words?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? Whoever wrote that question? Have you read Medical Apartheid? You read it? No questions from the floor. I read different things, as I said to my members If you haven't read things, then you can't. Yeah, based on this Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything. In fact, one of the responses to what Saddam Hussein had in terms of biological warfare was a non-question, because all we had to do was check the sales record. We sold him those biological weapons that he was using against his own people. So anytime a government can put together biological warfare to kill people and then get angry when those people use what we sold them, yes, I believe we are capable.
And again, for a full hour tomorrow, we're going to have Dr. Lynn Horowitz on just on this particular subject. But there it is being cited. That's all over national television, which is going to backfire on them because they're going to find his film. They're going to find his best-selling book. They're going to find out. And by the way, I didn't just believe Horowitz and others when I discovered all this 12 years ago, though I found him to be very accurate. I went out and looked it up myself and found out that it's a hall of horrors. It just never seems to end. Dr. Horowitz, thanks for coming on short notice. Your take on this firestorm nationally right now being triggered by Reverend Wright reading your book and others.
Well, it's obvious that the mainstream media is really completely taking everybody away from the most important thing, is the genocide. I know you've been telling people that, and I've been saying that. G. Edward Griffin has been saying that, many others. And the fact that he can make such a statement, he could cite the scientific evidence, the book, Emerging Viruses, the documentation we have on the website in originofaids.com, the movie, as you mentioned, that's freely downloadable, In Lies We Trust, showing the documents that shows the United States federal government created numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses, let them out, virtually as Henry Kissinger's directive to develop these things, and through the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, supplied by the Nixon White House official named Roy Ash, his company was Litton Bionetics. They created the vaccines from the Merck Company. The CDC played a role in developing the vaccine, hepatitis B vaccine, given to gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa. That absolutely slam dunk evidence proves that this was what triggered the international AIDS pandemic. Now, for the media to not be focusing on that, millions of people dying, and they're going to go right along, play the same old political nonsense games that they're playing. This is genocide, and it's got to stop.
And even Al Sharpton's criticizing Wright for talking about Tuskegee. I mean, they just deny all this to their faces. But I guess Margaret Sanger went and hired W.E.B. Du Bois and others to go, as she said, we can't let the blacks know we want to exterminate them. By the way, that's an exact quote. So we've, you know, the head of the Soap Foundation was at Colgate. He's giving me money to go hire the blacks as our fronts. And I just think it's shameful.
Disgustingly, it makes you nauseous. And the fact that they have black men and women who could watch their own people and millions of others, various races, die without actually benefiting, not necessarily just keeping their mouths shut, but actually being part of the conspiracy of silence that is literally allowing this genocide to continue. This is despicable. It is beyond human. It is alien to any kind of loving person.
But they claim it's unjustifies the means for the greater good of the earth and the elite. G. Edward Griffin, your take on this?
Well, yeah, that's how they justify all of these insane programs. And so we have to sacrifice a few people along the way, a few hundred thousand people or a few million people. Look at the great benefit that comes out of this. You know, we've got population control now. So it's in the long run, they claim that they're quite humanitarian.
In lieswetrust.com, Dr. Horowitz is on for a full hour tomorrow with us to really break down the documents and go through this and talk about his new film. Dr. Horowitz, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys. Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I thought we'd bring you that newsmaker there. George Griffin, I mean, for the average person out there, it's hard for them. They judge the world according to their social mores. They don't understand that the elite have stated what they're doing. I keep using this example because there's hundreds of them to use, but one of the prominent biology professors at the University of Texas here in Austin, Dr. Pianca, 2 years ago, came out and gave a speech at the Texas Academy of Sciences. He's gotten awards in Europe from prestigious universities. He said, we need to kill 90%. I can't wait till Ebola gets airborne. And he showed a PowerPoint of skulls. And he dressed, he on his own website, on the UT website, he dresses as a druid and talks about how he loves Lucifer. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, these people are just totally insane, but they've got power. But the news is that two different papers reported what shocked scientists in attendance was 95% standing ovation. Not at the end, but repeatedly when he said that everyone needs to die. And then I had his graduate students, and I'd track who they were. I'd Google their name afterwards, and they'd say, here's my online, you know, this is why I got a doctorate in. They'd be running, you know, bio laboratories and level 3 weapons labs, and you know, you'd go, my God, it'd be young women, men, and they're like, he is not extreme enough. We are for total death of the humans. That human is a scourge, and I mean, and it's like, we will soon deal with all of you. And they're in the bio weapons labs, and they're sending me threatening letters with their name, and then I post their pictures saying, look at this person. They gave me, and they freak out on me and threaten me. I mean, because in their own little bubble, it's all kill everyone. Death is wonderful. I mean, I don't think listeners can understand. I'm not joking. These people are dangerous. They're everywhere. G. Everett Griffin, can you talk about the large, you know, population reduction program? Ted Turner, Prince Philip, all these statements.
Yeah, well, it always comes back to that issue of a greater good for the greater number. And people might say, well, how can that be? If they're planning to get rid of 80 to 90% of the population, that's the greater number right there. Well, what they miss is that it's not really the greater number. The issue is the greater good. And the greater good of the greater number.
And it's the greater good of the elite. They have to survive as guardians because they have the great vision.
And they also, they have the vision of preserving the ecology of the planet. You see, our environment is in danger. So now we get rid of 90%.
Can't wait till we kill these humans.
Yeah, because they'd like to make it seem like the humans are the ones endangering the environment. So now you see the greater good is to preserve planet Earth. And if we have to get rid of human beings, then that is humanitarian.
But it's beautiful. In fact, he wrote. He was interviewed by TV and newspaper. And he said, "I know my family needs to die first. It's very sad, but it's also beautiful. We're all going to be dead soon. You'll see soon." And then meanwhile, you find out they cooked up Ebola.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, these people need to all be arrested immediately.
Yeah.
And talking about power, we need the power to grow some and get up and stand up against them.
Yeah, it's incredible. The most incredible part is the applause that these people get. And the only reason they get the applause and the endorsement is because the audience is so tuned, so focused on saving the planet against human effect on the planet.
It's horrible to say we have to kill 355,000 people a day, but it's even more horrible not to say it.
Yeah, thank you, Jacques Cousteau. Yeah.
Well, I want to tell all this scum, they need to just, I want to see them all hanging themselves, slitting their own throats. I want to see them jumping off cliffs. Not me and my family. Listen, you bastards, you're not going to kill me without a fight.
Well, amen. I love that.
Let's talk about power. How do we get power?
Well, we get power the same way we lost it. And the way we lost it in this country, let's talk about that. It's not because somebody showed up on our shores with uniforms and weapons in their hand and invaded us. It's because they crept into our universities and into our media centers, and they crept into our think tanks, and they crept into our government agencies.
And the big banker foundations funded that infiltration.
Funding that whole thing, creeping into the power centers of society very quietly, unobtrusively, with a mission to control. Now, what are the power centers of society? Well, that's easy. At the top of the list, you'd say political parties, government agencies, you know, labor unions, church organizations. But then you get a little more subtle. You realize that, well, those are media organizations as well, networks, publications, book publishers, and so forth. And then the educational universities, the school systems, even at your local state level. You look at the people who are sitting on the boards of directors and the controlling power within all of these groups. 9 chances out of 10, you're going to find people who have this collectivist mentality. Now, it didn't just happen with a flip of the coin. This was not accidental. This was not a random thing. People who believe in this concept know instinctively that they must acquire power over us to force their views on us against our will. And they know that the agency or the engine of force is government. And that's where they go. That's how it happened. We lost our freedoms and we lost control because the agencies of power have been conquered quietly from the inside.
And now they know, and they project it. I mean, they're very sophisticated. They know that they can carry out eugenics programs. It comes out, they're killing people. Then they make it a black-white thing, though it's really against everybody.
Yes.
It's just more of a soft kill in the Western world because they don't want to get caught. they can do a little bit of the harder kills in Africa and Asia where they can cover it up better. UN shows up, gives all the pregnant women shots with the police because they've been paid. They all have miscarriages, and then they can't have babies anymore. That's all admitted. Then they test the vaccine. It's got a very expensive synthetic hormone added that sterilizes them because it was added to the pathogen of the tetanus. I mean, they do this, and the cop just knows he's been given some money. Yeah. The local mayor just, you know, it's poor villagers who can't fight back. We need to break through the compartmentalization and show their minions what they're part of. So how do we deal with not just taking power, and I want to hear your ideas of getting that power back, and then dismantling their system and building bulwarks against its reemergence, but how do we, they foresaw us fighting back when they really started the squeeze. They tried to handcuff us down before they sucked us dry like a spider and gets us tied up first, but they know some of us aren't completely tied up, so they've built FEMA camps, militarized the cops to mindlessly follow orders. They put the surveillance grid in so when they implode the economy, they can come in and get full control. How do we counter that?
Well, boy, there's so many issues there, Alex. I don't know that I have the answer to all of them or even many of them, but I do know that there is an answer to that question in general. The first step, we mentioned earlier, is to get more people into our ranks. We cannot do it with the numbers we now have. So this business of educating and spreading the word still has a great deal of value. But then, after that point, and even now, while we're doing that, we've got to mobilize these people to network with each other. And my solution is that they have to help each other get into these power centers of society. They have to run for office. They have to develop ways and means of raising money to support the campaign.
Is it immoral to be covert about what you plan to do in government? See, that's what they did,
mm-hmm.
and so this is a war. Do we have some of our people go underground, some of our people not associate with us and covertly operate as sleepers who get in? And they, by the way, the government's already warning of that for decades. They've already foreseen that threat, and then not to do illegal things, but to expose all their criminality once we get into power positions. Or is there a danger of being co-opted and selling out if you get in that nest?
My answer to that is you don't even need to deal with the ethical question.
Well, the electronic voting machines, see, it's almost like you've got to cheat to get in there.
Well,
cheating.
My answer to that is it's never strategically right or ethically right to be deceitful. Never.
That's why I was asking. I never do it. I'm just like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
But I can see strategically then that gives them a big advantage because they can lie. But in the end, that's why they're discredited because they
That's right. We have the advantage because we don't lie. That is, being always and not having to worry about what lie you told last is a tremendous advantage.
Absolutely.
Just say it the way it really is. I don't think we need to resort to those methods. So anyway, the step is we've got to get networked together. We've got to help each other get into these power centers and be prepared to do battle. Now, right now, there's a perfect example of that. There are these Ron Paul groups that are struggling to get their delegates seated at the various state nominating committees and conventions. And they're being just learning now what the reality of political life is.
They go vote for Paul, and the heads, people say, no, you can't.
Yeah, they can't, yeah.
And why did they put their energy into cadres of fighting NAU? I've said Paul should tell them, give them work to do, and give them ideas where they can actually bear some fruit.
Well, also, I think they need to be prepared to face this kind of opposition within these Republican groups. For example, right now, I was talking with a few people just the other day. They said, well, they broke the rules during the convention. They actually broke their rules. And I said to them, well, of course they did. What are rules to these people?
And so, just engaging, all of you out there, engaging and losing is half the battle because you learn they really are corrupt and you learn their tricks and you get smarter each time.
That's right. And so you know that you're dealing with totalitarians. Totalitarians have one moral code, and that's the morality of war. That means there's only one immoral act, and that's to lose. Everything else is moral. That's what we're up against. So what do you do when you're facing people like that? That doesn't mean you have to adopt that morality, but it does mean you have to be prepared for them to do absolutely anything to keep you from winning. And now what you do about that, I cannot give advice. Let's say that you went to a convention and you knew that if you had a majority vote, you thought that these people might bring thugs in to just physically beat you up and throw you out. That happens. It happens all the time. What do you do about it?
100 years ago, they would mow down labor unions, Pinkerton.
Right. This is as old as history.
Now they run the private prisons.
Yeah. So now what do you do with that? And I know what I would do. I would get all my big sons and say, come on with me. As many big guys as
and
I
that's
could.
Why they got the SWAT teams ready to mow you down and plant bombs on you. So you got to educate people that they're the terrorists first.
That's right, yeah. So there's no simple answer, is there? But we do have to
No,
be
I mean,
aware.
That really does come down to it. If this country had a lot of freedom, we haven't been perfect because people were willing to kill. And there was a rule, you mess with me, I'm going to kill you. That's why down here in Texas, when the old Texans, there wasn't a lot of cheating and stealing going on because you mess with somebody's daughter or you cheat somebody, they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, just 50, 60 years ago, people would kill you around here. Now we've been gelded and ninnied, so there's more corruption. But it used to, I mean, I remember the stories. I mean, I had grandpas and, I mean, great-grandpas and people who went and killed people. I mean, you know, you cheat them, they're just going to kill you, and then nothing's really done about it.
Yeah, it didn't happen very often because that was the consequence. And then in the pioneer days when just about everybody had a six-shooter strapped to their hip, there was very little crime. Obviously. Now, contrary to what you see in the Western movies.
Here's an example.
You know,
let's say you rob somebody's cotton shipment being taken down by wagons. This is, you know, my great-great-great-grandpa Johnson. You know, if they caught, if somebody did rob the people bringing that thing, they would spend whatever it took to track them down and kill them.
Yeah.
And so it's just people took things seriously, and the police used to, hey, look, we used to have 300,000 cops 15 years ago. If your house got robbed, they'd come out. Now we have 2 million. They won't come out to your house. We're going to continue during this break on the InfoWars streams. Come over to InfoWars. Listen right now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Every morning at the mine.
Look, I said I'd take calls, and I haven't, and I'm not going to have time to. I'm sorry, everybody. We're going to go about 5 minutes into the next hour, but I have a meeting I have to be at 10 after, so we can't go too much overdrive. G. Edward Griffin is going to be speaking tonight at the University of Texas, and that is in the Jester Dormitory. It's a large area of large classrooms that hold like 400 people. a piece. They may even be in one of the bigger ones. You can go to PNAC Citizen or go to BraveNewBooks.com. They have a link over there where you can find it all for yourself as well. And Gilbert Griffin, I'm really impressed with this interview today. I mean, it's really gone well being face-to-face with you.
Thank you.
I want to, in the next few months, have you back on for maybe 2-3 hours to really get into solutions and Freedom Force International and the types of moral power we can take on to tear down their major structures and then, as I said, a much more limited government to guard against that, because the pure anarchists don't understand, in even bands of 5-6 nomadic humans, you're going to have a leader. And so you're always going to have centralization. Anarchy only goes on for about 5 hours. And then law of the jungle comes in. We need the good people, as Thomas Jefferson said, need to band together for limited government as a bulwark against the state and against organized crime. And I want to get more of your comments on that.
Well, boy, you go over so many things so fast, Alex, I can hardly keep track. All I can remember is the last thing you said, which is so true. Anarchy doesn't last. You said 5 hours. Okay, I would say 5 days, but what difference does that make? In conditions of anarchy, always the guy with the biggest muscle, the biggest fist, or the biggest weapon winds up dominating
King
the
Rad.
System. King Rad, yeah. And so when you talk about this political spectrum supposedly between total government on one end and zero government on the other, and you talk about gradients in between, what you're really talking about is if you take the ends of this and bend them up, and you make a circle out of it, so that instead of a straight line, you bent that straight line up, and now it's a circle, and you see that the end of the line that represents zero government is now touching the other end of the line that represents total government, and that is what you're talking about, because under conditions of anarchy, in an instant, you step over that line, and you are subject completely to the totalitarian dictatorship of the person with the biggest fist or the biggest weapon.
And then it's Escape from New York. He's the Duke. He's a number one. I mean, it just happens like that. And that's what these. But, you know, when you really watch these mainline anarchist groups, I don't mean they're followers. It's all foundation funded. They hire them. Limbaugh's called for riots in Denver. So is Recreate, 68 subgroups. Again, they want to bring. And you find out a lot of these anarchists claim they're anarchists, but then they'll tell you they're communists. And so that's really the new cover for them.
Yes. Well, they're Marxist-Leninists because they're remembering that old line about Marx that the state will wither away. They actually believe that under conditions of mature socialism, Marx taught, well, then mankind will have been reconditioned and retrained, and all these evil characteristics have been weeded out, and now we can live in perfect harmony with
each
other.
But really it manifests 10 times worse.
Much worse, because there's always this leadership group. They call it the Communist Party or the Vanguard or the Proletariat. And there's always a leader for that.
The Central Committee.
The Central Committee.
But the utopia is never working because of the evil group that still has freedom across the road.
That's right. So they always have to have an enemy. So I think they're drawing this from the idea that the state somehow will wither away and then people will live in peace without any government regulation of any kind. And it's a myth. It's totally contrary to human nature.
Actually, we are going to now go into 6-7 minutes of overdrive. I know I have an important call coming in, too, so we'll line that up outside. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. We'll say bye to the Genesis audience now. He'll be speaking UT campus, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., Jester Dorm Room A121A, or go to PNAC, it's pnacitizen.org, or freedom-force.org, tonight, UT, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., I'm out of time. Be sure and support us. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Buy the documentaries. Get them out, folks. God bless you all. We now go into overdrive on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. Got to go there to hear the last 8 minutes at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. The election.